Well, do we have time for the whole battle? Or
yes.
We can...
Yes.
Even just...
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You will see.
Carl, just quickly, Ollie, how far away is the train station?
15, 20 minutes tops.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over to where Route 1 is.
And the train I'm taking is at 4 o'clock?
4:02 or something like that.
All right.
So we're out of here by 3 anyway, so...
Okay.
If it takes us an hour to get there...
Well...
You could bike there in an hour. You could bike there in 30, probably.
Yeah.
I could sprint it in, like, 10 minutes, probably.
Right.
Not when you're bulking. I can't run. Sorry, guys. Can't drive.
I'm bulking.
Why?
But you can fence there.
Yeah. Just get there real quick.
Super fast.
Lunge. Okay. Remind me what level everyone is.
14.
14.
And then what's ever? 12?
I think so. Yep.
For some reason, I also thought of that like someone. What's ever? 12? Yeah. Okay. So next week, he'll be 13. But that's not how. Is he half elf?
Ever still can. Q's still convinced.
He's half elf, right?
Yeah.
Ever younger than him.
It's quite possible. Okay. So, when we're ready, I'll start going through stuff. Mm-hmm. Some stuff. Ready? Put the planner? Mm-hmm. Will you start anything? Okay.
I'm done.
Alright, you just want me. So, Dara mentions, she said she saw an image before. She can't see it anymore. It's just, are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay, Dara says she saw an image before. She can't see it anymore. It looked like it was going to, they have different avatars for each party. It looks like these two are also individual parties.
Parties, okay.
Similar to how the Six Prophets were individual, never actually a party.
Okay.
Lord Baskerville responded with, issued a very elegantly worded challenge, and the anonymous other party was just kind of like, I think it would be interesting to fight, and maybe I can offer something. In exchange.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take both of them on at the same time.
Okay.
Are they fighting us only then, or are they also fighting each other?
They are also fighting each other.
Easy mode then. Let's just all hide, guys.
The stranger is excited about this because it's a show match, and it'll draw a large crowd.
It's a cage match.
They're for the audience and all. Does anybody have any reservations against fighting both of them at the same time? Nope.
We might die.
Let us see what happens if we do.
All right, you go first.
Yes.
If some of us die, can the others still battle and win?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could also resurrect if need be.
That's true.
Using chops.
I bet we could do it partway through the
night. I'm not going to use my chops, so.
Hugh is driving his disc all the way back to the gallery.
Who else is holding on to
it? Dara mentions that she's been growing everyone's chops. She looks at Eros when she says this, and she keeps going.
That's right. Grow my chops, babe.
she says that she's been in just imagine she's been bidding on certain things, reselling them, setting up for certain things. She's also watching the markets for anything very interesting. Especially diaries and bottled memories, because she found those to be very useful last time she was deeply involved. She's very excited about this. Ren has gone off and done something. Dara's by
is Dara side. With us?
No, Dara's primarily.
This is when we're in the.
Yeah, this is still in the tavern.
Oh, okay.
I guess we're just going to fast forward to the setup in the gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clear open space again, but not very flat. There's a little bit of rockiness, not noticeably. It's just the show matches are very interesting. Dara explained that you could change the terrain personally at any time by purchasing things. So.
I want a pool of lava.
Okay, so I'm not going to draw an outline. I'm going to instead draw four dots to signify where the boundaries are.
I like that better.
One. How big did we want this?
Less than 10 by 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is this Kuro drawing something?
Oh, no.
You're just drawing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's real small.
This All right. is going to be the battle area.
This right here?
This right here.
Wow.
It's going to be very different from our endless expanse of things.
Which one is Eros, usually?
What?
This is yours, right?
Oh, yeah.
For today.
Right. Grow is a purple thing. He's just one with purple. Purple D20.
Not this one.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Here.
Are they large?
These ones are large.
Oh, nice.
I can make them large.
That's pretty cool.
Or medium, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
So there, now I can do that.
I also need water, so I'm going to get water. Everybody get their pieces set up. And then where's Evers?
Are we gonna? You want us to set up in the field?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Actually, I don't like this is Eros. It doesn't make any sense. Just you don't look at it and say, "Oh, that's Eros right there."
I will use.
This is Eros. No.
No, I'm gonna use mine.
Who should I use?
Do you want me to castle Kuro, Oliver?
Castle Kuro.
Yeah. Do you want me to find him? Yeah.
Which one is Q? Okay, yeah. The bright
Ever
one.
This
the darker one is...
The stranger.
The stranger.
Eros needs a color.
Purple?
You want Ever here?
What color is Eros usually?
Okay, we'll do
brown?
That.
Brown.
Or is it too similar to
Eros? Yeah, it's too similar.
Yeah,
thank
okay.
you, though.
What about that purple?
Use this purple one. Use Wolf as Evergreen.
Oh, wait, that's not
purple. Can you use Wolf as Evergreen?
That's fine. What's up?
I think you should use that because Eros is the color of blood whenever he actually hits anything.
You want that?
Yeah, but the problem is that Kuro is also red sometimes.
Oh, that's true.
This that's is weird.
Okay, I'll use that.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
I like how your D4 is smaller than
yours. Oh.
Yeah.
It's
that's perfect.
That's cute. It's absolutely.
Oh, are we all there?
All right.
For
you want
the stranger?
Like
yeah. No, I mean, wait, where are they going to be? Alright, so we got a droid. And we have
It's only partially like look at that. He looks like a he's light blue
idea.
Cloaks.
Where else is it gonna be? Right.
You've definitely seen him before. You've maybe bumped into him a couple times and I think he was participating in ropes.
Oh no, he's out for revenge for ruining ropes.
We destroyed ropes.
All you can see is the light blue robes. But black leather gloves.
Oh no.
And the faces hidden by the robes and stuff.
Have you seen him before?
Oh yeah, he was in ropes. He's been around Carnival and he's been around the gathering.
This
Wait,
is
Carlos
friend.
Still with us?
Carlos is not with you.
What? Well, how did he. He was in the tavern.
He was in the tavern and then.
He's Carlos though.
He wasn't there that morning.
In
the morning, Carlos is the Tower Lord.
Wait.
That's it.
So
Figured
is that
it out.
We don't know who Wolf was? Well, not Wolf. No, but we don't know who Lord Baskerville is.
This is Lord Baskerville.
Huh?
Lord Baskerville is a
Warforged.
Is a Warforged.
Right. Okay.
And he's wearing a really crappy kind of drip tarp as a cape.
Okay.
And there's clear like oil stains, motor oil.
Oh,
stains
that's gross.
Do I recognize the guy in the blue cloak?
No. Oh, you've only seen him around Carnival.
Oh, I've only seen
we
him
don't
around.
Recognize
you
him
don't recognize
anybody.
But he was in Wizard Battle, because otherwise it would have eliminated him.
Yeah.
He was not in Wizard Battle.
So, alright. So he's only taking half revenge for Ropes.
He was in Ropes, though. And, so the show match is about to begin.
Oh, we got all our powers back now, too.
Yeah.
And Dara quickly mentions that she's bought some information about both of them.
Okay.
And they have ridiculously stacked Chop's accounts.
She
doesn't even have, like, collectively for you, for the puzzle party, she can't match half of what one of them has. So it should be interesting. Especially because they both know about show matches.
Let's do it.
Which means that they probably know something more about the gathering. But Lord Baskerville is really spaced out. Like, he's not even sure why he's there. He's standing there like this. And there's that ominous wind flopping his drip top cape. Just tied not even with a square knot, but a granny knot.
Is he... Okay, I want to try to determine if he's in a trance.
Roll insight.
That's going to be...
Kuro is with assist, but he's busy...
17.
He's busy ordering fiber from the arbitrator.
Arbitrator, two shops again for fiberglass.
He orders 16.
16 fiber drinks?
Yeah, fiber drinks, just in case.
Add 16 fiber drinks to your inventory. They're off-brand, like, orange.
They're really grainy.
Only a little bit. No, it's more like they're supposed to be sweet and taste like orange, but they just don't. Grainy would be like they would pay you to take it from them. So.
Fiber drinks times 15.
He took one?
Yes.
You said 16.
Yes.
He took one. Okay. Stranger's like, hello. Are you here for the show match?
Yes.
And so a small crowd is gathering, but you think that it's being broadcast in the casino and other places where people can watch in, like, comfort.
Mm-hmm. Is the arbitrator, like, getting a countdown?
Preparation's 1 minute. You get, like, you're getting a good look at these guys.
I got a 17 on the insight roll.
On the insight roll? Lord Baskerville is not in a trance. You're not really sure what's going on up in his head.
Okay.
You're not even sure if much is going on up in his head.
Does he carry any weapons?
He's carrying a great maul.
A great maul?
Yeah. Just like this. And his cape is flapping.
How about the wizard guy?
Wizard guy seems to have a switchblade.
Okay. What? Yo, Lord Biscuitsville, come at me, bro. As he says behind whoever that is.
It's a stranger.
Okay. Here's out behind the stranger.
He's like...
The stranger's muscle.
Yeah.
The stranger's posing. He's getting ready for combat.
Okay.
Lord Baskerville turns to Eros. And just stares.
That's right. Coming to get you. Buddy boy.
Hey, Miss
Emma. I'm just trying to figure out... There's a certain power that I know I have, and I just can't find it, so I need to find it.
He's going to ride with the gopher on his shoulder.
It's a badger.
It's a badger?
Yeah, the badger won't leave the disc because he has his cookies there.
The badger is coming with us into combat?
Where's your disc? Where's your disc? Gotta have a disc. not Nico. A coin of some sort?
Epic level disc.
Epic level disc becomes like a...
He's gonna be a hassle. Don't bring him in here. He's probably gonna die. Whatever, leave him.
This is cute, right?
Who, the badger?
Yeah.
The badger sits on the,
So, you said come at me, bro, to, Lord Baskerville.
Yeah.
The blue cloaked man pulls out something, and he waves it. It's very clearly a small blue feather.
Okay, big deal.
We're just
doing asshole.
Him?
Yeah. Small blue feather. Very familiar.
Right.
Huh.
You hear him say, interested?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Winner of the match. What do you have to offer?
What do you want? Some chops.
I got some interesting gizmos to work with.
Gizmos?
Yeah. Something out of this world.
He has money.
Show me.
I have 15... potions.
Q holds up a cog.
A cog?
But I cannot reveal what type they are. He just
goes like this, arbitrator, examine. And, like, there's a small little thing that goes over and looks, and then it comes back to him, and he looks at it.
They are very powerful potions.
I accept this wager.
Q wants to take a look at the feather with the scouter. And
what is he looking for particularly?
Is this a match to the feathers that he saw before?
It is a perfect match. Okay. You could even tell the power from here. You could feel its arcana. He puts it in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be using it.
Eros, in his head, says, arbitrator, give me the feather.
Arbitrator lists a series of numbers.
Fix the scouter on Lord Baskerville.
Like, they range from, like, 3 to, like, 12,000.
Never mind, arbitrator.
He wants to take a look
at too many numbers.
He wants to take a look at Lord Baskerville under the scouter.
Lord Baskerville is still posing like this. And read some stats, Warforged, Warden. It's basically saying that he's very strong.
Any weaknesses?
Weakness, communication.
Let's try to use lightning.
What kind of tower lord is he?
Automated. He's an executable.
The tower lord of automation.
Alright, the arbitrator's counting down. 5, 4... See, Baskerville is moving weirdly. It's like looking for the voice. 3, 2, 1. Baskerville sits up, and the other guy is looking at Baskerville. He's like, what is he doing?
Are we rolling for initiative?
Yes, roll for initiative.
Ooh, yikes.
Easy mode.
Crit.
Nice! I think it's the first time Kuro's gonna go before Eros.
Baskerville is generating exactly what you hear currently.
He's generating music?
Yes.
Alright.
It's like he's a giant boombox.
Initiative.
35.
Okay.
Eros.
Who else got high?
He's critting.
Kuro crits at 38.
Alright, who else got high? No
more. I haven't rolled the streamers yet. That's a... Hold on, he gets to roll twice. 31.
Okay. What'd you get?
17.
Okay, I got 16. What did they get?
Basketball crits. And the unknown wizard gets a 34.
What is Baskerville's... What is Kuro's bonus?
What did Baskerville get total?
Hmm?
29.
What's Kuro's initiative bonus?
18.
Nobody crit, right?
Because both Kuro...
Right. So he'll go first and then...
Oh, okay.
No, he'll go first and then he'll be in the initiative. As normal.
Oh, okay.
So it's correct.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Oh, Lord Basketball Credit, sir. 29.
Yeah.
Cool.
Alright, so Kuro goes first. You hear the wizard call out. Arbitrator, as planned, terrain form.
Fuck. Ross is pissed.
Pissed, confused, paranoid,
yeah.
And
three,
horny.
Yeah. 4 months.
Lord of Automation, so Crow twirls his staff of ruin like this. Lord of Automation, prepare yourself. Thunder of Fudgment. Kuro.
Too strong.
Immediately
really,
summons
really early.
The chocolatey goodness. Blasts of fudge rock the air around his foes each time he strikes his staff on the ground. Alright.
No one knows.
Leaving them battered.
Oh, come on.
Attack against Lord Baskerville. All
right.
35 versus Fortitude.
Yeah. That's a hit. Yeah. Ooh, get wrecked.
37 versus Fortitude on the wizard person.
Oh, he hits with him? 37 versus Fortitude?
Yeah.
Hit.
Nice.
Okay. Damage roll. There are additional rules. There was a thing besides wrath. So, 11 plus... 11 plus 2, 13 plus 2, 15.
15 damage to both.
15 damage to both.
Nice.
After Covenant of Wrath?
Yes. It's just another plus 2. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. So that was a 4. 4 plus 11, so that's 15 plus an additional 2. So 17 damage.
Yes. 17 what kind of damage?
17 thunder damage.
Nice.
Okay. Each takes 17 thunder damage.
Targets are dazed until they are dazed.
What? Dazed.
All right.
And then he also pushes them 4 squares.
Push?
4 squares?
Yes.
Where?
You want to back him up in the corner?
Tell me, it's north.
I'll give you, I'd like to instate a house rule. If you push someone against some sort of barrier that can withstand their weight for 2 forced movement, I would consider that like crush damage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
1d10 crush damage.
Okay. So, Kuro will push them both away from him, but together.
Closer together.
One. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Same as here.
Right. One. Two.
3, 4 would be crush damage.
Three.
Well, that's out.
3, 4, yeah.
Right.
And this would be 1.
Yeah, and then over even 1 more. Perfect.
3, 4.
Yeah. So they both do.
2d10.
They both take crush damage?
Yeah. 1d10 for 2 squares of crush. You
okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Roll that one.
I'll consider it for both of them.
One damage.
One damage.
You rolled two, because it's one per.
No, no, it's one per. It's so no, it's for two squares. 1d10. So you rolled 1.
1 and 3.
4 damage.
So one on Lord Baskerville.
I'm considering the same damage roll.
All right, so 4 and 4, okay. Right?
One extra damage.
One extra damage.
They're both dazed. Right.
Okay, they're both dazed. Same ends or until the end of this next turn?
Until. Yeah.
Okay. Who's next? Did anybody else crit?
No.
Alright, so
Lord Baskerville.
Right, okay.
Lord Baskerville. Baskerville turns to the guy next to him and just goes like this with his maul.
Right.
Drags him towards him. 32 versus. An easy hit.
That's really
complicated. 7. It's pretty easy, actually.
3. So 3, that's 18. Plus 8, 26. Cold damage. Ongoing 10 cold damage, save ends. Target is not prone.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Was that? That's a standard action.
You can only take one action.
All right. He's dazed. Okay. So I guess no one else critted?
Nope.
Top Kuro of the initiative.
It's Kuro again.
Kuro goes again. I guess he wasted the daze, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, it's until the end of...
This next turn.
No, I won't count it because it's a surprise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Hmm. Rain of bread. Okay. Attack against both. Area burst 1. 10 squares.
Okay.
10 squares.
So that's a 3x3, 10 31. Squares away.
Yes.
Oh my god.
31 plus fortitude. Yeah, 31 versus fortitude hits. On Lord Baskerville.
That definitely hits.
Oh god. High rolls today. 34 versus fortitude on Wizard Dude.
Okay. Prone doesn't give him any advantage because it's an area attack.
Yeah,
sorry, area how much?
34 versus fortitude Wizard Mana.
He has combat advantage, by the way.
Who?
Because they're dazed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it hits.
Oh, that's true. Well, these rolls were higher than Thunder of Fudgement. So, okay. Hit damage roll is... 16 plus 2 plus 2. So 18, 20 damage.
20 what type of damage?
Untyped damage. Bread damage.
Okay. 20 bread damage.
They are vulnerable 5.
Yeah, buddy.
Until the end of Kuro's next turn.
Okay, vulnerable 5.
Let's look at the flowchart.
Ooh, okay, that's interesting. Alright.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. Okay.
Is that it?
And Coral shouts, "Surrender yourself now, Tower Lord of Automation."
Baskerville makes a very predictable no response. Eros' turn.
Alright, Eros is going to predictably hit that guy, Robot Man, with a Sly Flourish.
Imagine Eros saying this. I'm going to hit the robot man. Here we go.
He has combat advantage because the guy's dazed.
Yep.
That is 37 versus AC.
Hits.
All right. Eros is pleased. And then he deals...
Promotion.
Yeah. He deals 2 plus 18 plus 3... Which is 23 damage.
23, what type of damage?
Cold damage.
Okay.
Okay. The target is vulnerable 5 to cold. On top of the... Oh, so that's... Did you add the vulnerable 5?
Vulnerable 5 doesn't stack with vulnerable 5.
Right, but does it stack with my... Does it help my damage at all? From 20...
He's already vulnerable to all damage.
Right, so 23 to 28.
Plus
5,
right.
Okay. Target is rattled, takes minus 2 to attack rolls until end of next turn. And then sneak attack is going to be 15 damage.
Okay.
28 plus 15.
So you take a total of 28 plus 15?
Yeah. He doesn't get a plus 5 to the 15, right?
No, it's part of the attack. So how much? 20 plus 15 is 43,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Baskerville resists 15 of the
total
damage.
Damn! Eros is pissed.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Back to pissed.
You have to set it.
Yeah.
Wizardy turn.
Yep. It's Eros' turn.
The wizard stands and the field changes. Because of his previously purchased action.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. But he's still dazed.
He's still dazed, so that's his action, standing. Actually, no, he does a low crawl. He crawls over here.
On his back?
Yeah.
He's like,
hmm. But like in fighting games where you get knocked on the ground, you just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Blue lights appear.
Okay.
As if, like...
Oh, shit.
A disco floor.
Huh. Oh, man.
They're spacing themselves out as some sort of grid. As well as red.
Mm-hmm. Good thing Eros is chilling in the back.
Right, that's his turn.
Okay. It's the stranger's turn.
What does this do?
The stranger will step on it.
Wait, don't.
The stranger does not step on it. He hears, please, he's not stupid. Usually. Stranger moves 1, 2. Three, four, five. And attacks with, he uses Fallen Needle. He still has combat advantage, right?
Yeah, for the days.
Right. So he rolls a 30. After rolling an 8. Rolls a 30 versus Reflex. That's going to hit. Stranger does centered flurry of blows. On top of that, that's 18 plus 5 damage. Yeah, 18 plus 5 damage.
Perfect.
And he also flips his dagger at the other guy.
Nice.
Dealing another 5 damage.
Get rid of the other guy.
Vulnerable 5, so he deals 10 damage to the wizard. And he deals, sorry, how much? 18 plus 5 plus 5, which is just 28 damage to Baskerville. He's able to slide Baskerville into that with center flurry of blows.
Uh-huh.
Which flares up and hits Baskerville with fire.
Fire?
Yeah. Baskerville takes 10 fire damage. 10 fire damage. It's nice to okay. It's a stranger's turn.
It does fire!
Is Baskerville still burning?
No. It just flares up.
Like,
yeah.
Like
that.
It's the Lord's turn.
A quick flare. Lord Baskerville.
Dazed.
He's still dazed. Lord Baskerville tries to hit the stranger. Versus AC is not going to come close.
It says attempt to hit the stranger like ooch, ooch.
He actually just pivots at the hip. His feet are just like where they are.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And the stranger.
The stranger's there?
The stranger's
oh
there.
Oh my god.
I know it.
The stranger's in a shot match. You think he's not going to show off?
Oh man.
He moved in and did Fallen Needle immediately. Oh yeah, as a minor action, he can shift one because of Fallen Needle. Alright, that's Lord Baskerville's turn. Okay, it's Q's turn.
Okay. Q's going to... Q's going to move here, 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 and then here. That path.
Okay.
So
he's moving between.
Yes.
This one.
Yep.
He's going this one, this one, this one, this one.
Roll an acrobatics.
On the disc.
Yeah.
Okay. 14.
14.
Oh Jesus.
6 cookie points.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry.
Eros understands.
No, the cookies.
Q says,
"All right, what else is Q doing?"
So Q's gonna mark. Yeah, he has to.
He's like here.
He has to stop there. He's right there.
Yeah.
Q can't mark him. So Q's gonna mark. No, he's gonna end here. Instead.
That would provoke an opportunity attack.
So can Q? Can he move?
Oh yeah,
through
he
can
go through the stranger.
He can move
through
the stranger, right? Yeah. Okay, so now Q can mark both of them. Both of them are now marked. He's going to use, Frostwind Blade on the wizard. Well, he fails.
Okay.
And then Q is going to use Echoes of Sword Magic as a result of that. So it's each enemy in each blast, in the whole blast, it's close blast 3.
Oh. Where is he pointing the blast? Where's the blast originating?
It's going to originate from here.
Okay,
pointing that way. You can't actually blast like
that. You
can't
blast like
that? Like that. Blasts are like waves.
Okay.
They only
so then Q's going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Q's going to blast it this way.
Towards Baskerville?
Yep.
Okay.
This is... It's 24 against his fortitude.
After combat advantage?
Days.
Nope, 26.
That's gonna miss.
Okay.
Dicks.
Alright. That is.
What were you going against?
Fortitude. Q calls to the arbitrator and he wants to dispel. He wants to entrap Lord Baskerville.
In the spot?
In stone.
In stone?
Yeah. Like. Kind of cave around him like that.
Just put down boulders around him?
Yeah.
Wall. Arbitrator offers a wall of stone.
Okay. He accepts that.
Okay. It's going to cost 2,000 chops.
Can you afford that?
Yes, easily.
Yes. Done.
After Dara's done everything, this is like exactly what she wants.
Yep.
Alright. Eros can hear Dara going,
yes!
2,000 chops. Wall of Stone. Wall of Stone will be marked with this. It actually completely envelops
that whole area.
It goes all 8 squares and then up one, like right here, and it creates a lid. Completely envelops it. The scatter reads that each one of these blocks has about 100 HP.
Wow, okay.
Interesting.
Alright, that's Q's turn.
Okay. Ever's turn.
Okay, Ever is going to use... He's going to... As he goes, he's going to walk his spirit right through... the red square, just to see what happens.
Fire flares up, spirit takes 5 damage.
No.
Which it, like...
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
But Ever now understands we know. It. Ever yes. understands it's about 5 damage or something like that.
How does close burst work? Does
close
that go...
Emanate around yourself, radius.
Okay.
Wherever it's originated from.
So it's 2. So it's gonna go right... Oh, it can't go there. Go here because it's rock, right?
It can meld with the rock.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so he's gonna go there and basically explode into tangly rocky mess. This is wisdom versus fortitude, so we'll see how this goes.
Is he gonna attack the contents of the stone wall?
Yeah,
okay,
it's coming up from the ground, so
all right.
Right,
that's
okay.
Cool.
Ooh, crap, that's really bad. Is there anything I could do to re-roll that?
Call on the arbitrator.
Oh, shit.
That's true. I might be able to do it with, these two. No. Okay, I'm going to ask the arbitrator.
What level spell is it?
It is 5.
Alright, so 5,000 chops for a reroll. You easily have this from party funds alone.
Okay. Let's do it. That's much better.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's enough, but it's better. 29 versus fortitude on both of them.
Combat advantage?
Roll
or no?
Separate.
You roll separate.
Okay.
So and which one was that?
That'll be him.
Okay.
Crit failed on the other one.
Oh, no.
But it's him. He's encased anyway. Okay. And it's got a.
You
want to
spend
effect,
another reroll? Last you saw when Dara was doing things, because Ever would definitely observe this, you have approximately 90,000 chops in the party funds.
Then, yeah. I don't
want to cook
them.
Yes.
Ross
is.
Ooh, 18.
Ross
okay.
is going to kill
17.
Himself.
He's going to hit.
Something feels really weird.
Yeah.
So,
money is leaving. Our funds.
I need.
I sent something.
I sense a disturbance in our accounts.
I sense a disturbance in our funds.
In our funds.
Okay, damage is rolled once?
Yes.
Okay, so then that's 11 damage.
Nice.
They grant combat advantage.
Yes.
Yes.
That they have to save against.
Oh, get wrecked!
Eros is like, yeah!
It disappears then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it creates a zone. They have -2 on attack rolls. And if they end their turn in the zone, it's 5 seconds damage. I will draw the zone in pink.
Sounds good.
That's awesome.
Here. So. Oh, was he even in the space? Was he close enough?
Yeah, he was close enough.
One. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yeah. Diagonal scan is one.
Wait, hold
you're
on.
Fine. I checked.
1, 2. I was counting on this way. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2.
It's nice to
know. Does that make sense?
That's
massive.
No, that's huge. That's it.
Yeah. Close
for
2.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's a huge spot.
Okay. There we go.
Beasting out.
And then as a minor and or free, I don't remember, he's going to call this back over here. Bigger.
You're just going to use it.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, I'm just going to.
I mean, minor or free, I mean.
Yeah, either way. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And I think that's everything. I'm going to keep
how much
in my
damage
hand.
Do they get, though?
6 plus 5. So 11.
11? Is that before vulnerability?
Yes.
Okay, so 16 damage. How much? What kind of damage?
It doesn't say.
Spirit.
If it's untyped, it's untyped.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, is it cold damage?
No.
Okay.
Oh, fuck it. Lord Biscuitsville.
All right.
Lord,
that's Ever's turn.
Lord Burger King is resistant to cold damage.
It's Kuro's turn. I unless Ever has any other actions.
No, done.
We'll move here. Oh, all right. 1, 2. Wait. He's right here?
Yeah.
Get some water for this. Easy. 1, 2, 3. All right. Just right there.
Oh, wait, I have a question.
What's up?
When my spirit walked through this one, what happened?
Did it walk through that one?
Yeah. Went here.
It took 10 force damage.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, part of the purpose of that turn was to walk through the squares, see what they do.
They didn't go away.
They didn't go away, no. They just...
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Okay.
Kuro assails the foe's mind with self-doubt, giving them a lecture about mountains and things, but very, very quickly.
Oh, God.
Right.
Does a stranger sympathize?
But he's speaking very quickly.
A stranger sympathizes because this is words. He looks to Q for emotional support.
Words!
Close blast 5. The those two. First
Jesus
Lord Baskerville.
Okay. Is it creatures? Or is it enemies?
Enemies.
Okay.
That would be horrible. Everybody has
that's
to hear
fine.
Like
Q would be immune.
Unfortunately versus Lord Baskerville, 23 versus
Will.
I get
blue on my nose.
I don't see anybody.
23 versus Will.
23 versus Will?
Plus
25 combat advantage?
Yeah, combat advantage, save end.
25 versus
hit.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Blue robe wizard guy. 34 versus will.
Oh, that's a good. Sniffing blue things? Is that what
you asked?
No. No, I
rubbed
my nose, and then I realized
five,
that I have marker on my finger. 9.
20.
I came home yesterday with, like, all
this
marker.
20 plus... Oh, from two. 24 psychic damage.
24 psychic damage?
Yes.
Okay, 24 psychic damage. Is that before or after vulnerability?
Before vulnerability.
So, sorry, 24? So they each get dealt 29 damage.
29 damage. Yeah.
Did you hit both of them, Eros?
No.
Just any not. Other effects? Is this before or after Covenant of Wrath?
After.
Okay. So 29 psychic damage. Any other effects?
No other effects unless somebody does something.
Okay.
Okay.
There's no response.
They are no longer dazed.
Mm.
Koro does the signal for them to go forth and concentrate their attacks.
Oh, wait.
There are only
what
two
kind points. Of attack is this, sorry?
Psychic.
It's a psychic. Okay, yeah, so it does penetrate the... It would penetrate the
yeah.
Stone. Okay.
Whoa. All
right, so that's Koro's turn?
Yes.
Eros' turn.
Eros is pissed.
Okay.
Because the one guy he can hit takes, you know, cold resistance. The other guy is prone. So Eros,
just a minus two.
In his conundrum, decides that he's going to take out his dagger.
Bayonet thing.
Right, his bayonet thing. He's going to look at it, and then he's going to shoot his crossbow at this guy. Sly flourish.
So okay. He's like...
yeah. All right, so...
You're an idiot.
That is... 38 versus AC.
Hit.
Okay. He's vulnerable, 5 cold. He takes 5 plus 18 is 23 plus 3 is 26 damage. Is he still getting that 5?
No, no. Ended.
Okay.
Yeah, the vulnerability doesn't stack either, so.
Right.
Is it vulnerable all versus vulnerable?
Yeah,
cold. So he's now vulnerable 5?
Vulnerable 5 cold, yeah.
Okay,
sweet.
Vulnerability is still up too?
No.
No.
So, 7, 1, wait a second. Does Eros have combat advantage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, everything's fine.
Well, you had a 15. Crisis. Sounds like you had a crisis of faith.
I know.
Okay, that blue robe guy is dazed until the end of its next turn.
Wow. Okay, because of the effects.
From deadly doubt.
Okay.
It's very doubtful.
So he's dazed.
Oh no!
So Baskerville isn't dazed.
I have
but
no confidence.
This guy is dazed again.
Nice. For versus blue robe. Okay, that's it for Eros.
Okay. So for Eros, so the unknown guy.
That was 41 damage, right?
41 damage?
Yeah. He's oh. Rattled and 5 cold.
Okay. He stands. This is one action. And waves his hand as a free action. And the field changes again. So, let's check where the water runs. Alright, move everything for a second. There, this is fine. Alright. Okay. It's actually going to be really... It's okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh god, it's going to smear. I'm sorry.
It's gonna be smearing.
thought you said it's part of the experience.
Yes.
It's part of the experience.
Okay, so that. All right, so.
Green?
Mm-hmm. Okay, where the green blocks are.
No, Coron.
Coron, no.
He's here.
The stranger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks correct.
Yeah, he saw us too.
Okay. Kuro and the stranger rise up 10 feet as blocks of land.
Ugh.
Rise.
Wait, 10 feet?
Yeah.
Is it a push?
This is the land.
It's the land itself, so you, okay. You won't be able to resist the push. Unless you decide to fall prone.
You look, the land moves up, but you just stay encapsulated.
It squeezes the land out of the way.
Okay, that was, That was the wizard's turn.
Stranger.
The stranger is now 10 feet up.
Huh.
The stranger drops on top of the 5-foot block of stone and calmly walks over here.
Nice.
And decides and wails on the. Actually, uses dragon's tail, which is a low kick. So he's going for the face.
This is what I see.
Oh!
Nice.
This is what the stranger's doing.
Yeah. Edit a crit.
That doesn't look awkward.
Edit a crit.
Yeah, edit a crit.
Yeah.
So he hit him right in the nose.
Of course, I mean, did you see that?
He's standing now, right, too? Yeah. So it's even better.
He's standing. I don't even understand what's going on. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. The wizard also took ongoing 10 cold damage and does not save against it. So he takes...
From what?
From Baskerville's first attack against it.
Oh.
He's bloody.
Lord Biscuitsville doing work.
Yeah. I'll get an extra +2 on damage rolls against him.
Because he's bloody? Okay. The stranger...
I'll probably forget, but...
That's right. The stranger also has applied ongoing 10... Another ongoing 10 damage. Save ends because of his crit. And... Oh my god, how am I supposed to calculate this?
Calculate?
I just have to find where Dragon's Tail is. Now, Dragon's Tail is only 1d6 plus 10.
There's plenty of water. Don't worry about that.
Okay. 1d6.
So it's gone a little bit better.
1d6 plus 10 is 16... it's 6%. Oh no, it's crit.
Yeah.
26%. 16 plus full damage there, 5. And so it's 21 damage, and he doesn't flick the dagger at all because there's no other invisible. Alright, that's the stranger's turn. He's like, I am standing on the stone, and I am kicking this guy in the face.
Very good.
That's the stranger's turn. Lauren Baskerville.
I love how Stranger just narrates all of his actions. I am talking. I am talking. I am still talking.
They have -2 on attack rolls.
Okay.
Just gonna miss.
So the wall of stone is impossible to miss. So Baskerville makes several attacks.
Five psychic damage at the end of their turns, if they're in the zone.
Okay, 5 second damage.
They're in the zone.
Wow. Okay. This is damage. This is the end of Basketball. This is not the end of Basketball's turn, but I'm going to apply it anyway. Just lost track of what I was doing. 12 plus 16. 38. And another 6, 6, 5. So 38 plus 6, 6, 5 is 38. That's 50. 55.
On the wall?
Yeah. 55. 63. 63, and it looks like that wall is freezing.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yep. Keep in track. Don't worry. All right. Basketball's turn. Is he still dazed?
No.
All of it?
No, he never... He ended being dazed. Only Blue Wizard is dazed.
Okay.
Blue Robes.
Yeah. That's...
Because Blue Robes is attacked. Oh, did someone attack Baskerville?
No.
No.
No one did, because encased.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no dazed effect.
Okay, yeah. All right. Baskerville's turn. He takes 5 second damage. Is it save ends, or is it just while he's in the zone?
For what? Oh, while he's in the zone, for that.
Okay.
Save ends, combat advantage. And...
He does not save against combat advantage.
My turn?
Yep.
He uses Frigid Blade on the wizard.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's not... No, neither of them are blades, sorry.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Frigid Blade on the wizard?
On the wizard.
Okay.
Then...
How much is the damage?
Hold on, give me 1 second, so I'm rolling critical damage. 3... 8. 11. 11 plus 19 is 30 plus 5.
Vulnerable or not?
Because of vulnerable, because it's cold damage.
So 35?
35 cold damage.
Okay.
And it's going to take a penalty to speed equal to 5 until the end of its next turn. And then Hugh will ask, where did you get that feather from?
What do you think I...
Good question. He continues to fight.
Completely, completely unhelpful. All right. That's Ever's turn.
Okay. Where are you? Are you there?
Eros is still here. He hasn't moved an inch. Exactly how he likes to fight. Okay. Yep.
That's why he has no trigger discipline. So he doesn't have to move more than
his dream is have a couch and he just fires.
People move me.
Whatever he's doing.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Do we know that we have more events lined up in this day?
It's unclear whether you... Like, I mean, you can decide to be lined up, but this is the only... There was only 2 showcases and you could buy them with 1 that you've decided to go for.
Okay. I'm just gonna use Spear Infusion.
Okay.
Go!
Okay. Let me zoom out for a second.
You have no line of sight on the wizard because of the 10-foot block.
Oh, no!
Okay.
That sucks.
Not a problem. Because Eros doesn't need line of sight. He does. I'm just kidding. Everyone's like...
Wait, then maybe there's no one you can attack.
Can Eros hit him?
He's encased in stone.
Can Eros hit through the stone?
He can try and attack the stone, but...
Alright, well, maybe I can't do Eros then.
Okay.
Yeah, do someone else.
Then I'll do Q. No, I'll do Stranger. I'll do the Stranger. If I can reach him.
Do Q. Yeah, Stranger. This is a melee-based attack.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright. When is he dazed to? When is the...
Till the end of his next turn.
End of his... next to the target's turn.
I might not be able to get
yeah, I
try
to message him.
How far?
Wait, I can move.
You can summon another spirit, can't you?
Yeah, but that's a daily.
Okay, well, let me.
I don't
need
that right now.
I'll message him again. So.
Is this spirit large?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this, actually.
Yeah,
it's actually like there.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like.
So this thing came up, and it was like, oh, hi.
Alright, because, like, I tried to send him back because I had his other.
Yeah. My speed is something.
Six. I tried him out on the letter.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
So he's gonna come over here and give Kyo Melee Basic.
Nice.
And do you remember, was it a feat that would let me summon it as free action? Do you remember?
Pretty sure about that.
I'm gonna get
water, real quick, like Swift Spirit or something.
Yeah, because I don't have it.
A feat list would be good.
I don't have my list of feats.
It's okay. You want to check your computer, like, while Bryce is on the phone?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. I think I have.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
Yeah. Go.
Okay,
yeah. It's nice to know
character sheet.
I
just can't find it. That's level 8, which is not very useful.
I'm all good.
You have to take care of something, or?
No.
Oh, there it is.
Are you? Is it Q's extra turn?
It's Q's extra turn?
Yes.
Okay, Q's gonna...
Q's getting a spirit infusion.
Oh, okay. So Q doesn't get an extra turn?
No, it's a spirit infusion, which means melee basic.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Sorry.
22 versus AC. I'm sorry, 32 versus AC.
Oh, jeez. I was about to say.
19 damage.
What? Your melee basics do, like, that much damage?
I crit.
Oh, okay.
It's plus 11.
Jesus Christ.
You have to air off his melee basics, yeah.
I want to throw the badger at him.
5 damage.
Okay,
I don't have
any. Does ever have any other actions, or are you just looking at the... basically, can I assume...
Oh, once per encounter, I can call my spirit as a free action.
Okay.
That's all I needed. So, I will call it back over there.
Okay.
And sustain that as a mine.
Okay.
Right. I gotta get these feats, like the full.
Kuro's turn?
Alright. Kuro blasts them with.
As an alert, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Can Kuro see inside the.
No.
No.
He can't see. Oops. He actually can't see anything. He can't see either of them. Because this is a 10-foot wall and this is a 5-foot wall.
Oh.
You can dispel the walls first and then move over.
Alright, what happens?
Brilliant baking.
Yes.
On top of this.
Okay.
All right, and that's an.
It's a zone.
It's a zone.
What's the attack?
Column of light. It's radiant.
Okay, but what's the attack roll?
Versus will.
Okay.
32 versus will. Okay. Lord Baskerville.
Yeah.
32 versus will.
Wizard.
On the blue robes.
Hit.
Okay. Ongoing 10 radiant damage.
Okay. Alright.
I'm gonna mark the beacon origin.
Sure. God, so many zones.
It's gonna be like this.
Alright, that's fine.
And that's adjacent?
Turns.
Yeah, it's a like the
yeah, and
area blur. Area blur one.
So fine, you just know that it goes.
Yeah, it goes around.
Okay.
Eros's turn.
Eros is going to Sly Flourish.
Where?
On this guy.
He can't see him.
What?
Dispel the walls.
Oh man. Eros would like to dispel the walls, administrator, from the party account though. This one.
This specific wall?
Yeah, oh, that one.
You
need
to get rid of all of them.
It'll cost 25,000 chops.
25,000? Why don't you just make yourself higher?
Eros refuses to spend anything. He is going to bite the bullet and just... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Can you see him yet? No.
He has to walk over that.
Why?
Because this is a wall. A block.
Oh,
wall.
No. So Eros isn't going to do anything.
You're lazy as hell.
I should have.
How many walls are there? Can you just show me the walls real quick? It's just those two, right?
This wall, and there's one over here.
Okay.
There's one.
How big is your spirit?
Oh, there's one underneath Kuril.
Oh, jeez.
Hmm? The spirit is large. Is large. So
can you climb the spirit?
You could.
Okay, Eros is going to climb the spirit.
So he's going to have to go through here and then climb up because this is just straight up 10 feet. So to get a foothold, you have to climb.
But you can walk through my spirit.
Yeah. So he's going to try and climb the spirit?
Yeah, climb
roll
the spirit.
Roll athletics.
Sure. 12, 12. Okay.
He manages to climb on top of the spirit. How far does he want to go?
Just enough to see this guy. Just enough here until he has line of sight.
Yeah, he's going to be able to see him.
Okay.
The spirit will work with you so that you...
Okay.
...are stable.
Okay, roll the attack.
All right, spirit man, thank you for that. Eros is going to Sly Flourish this guy into Abyss. Eros is probably going to miss this because he's sad. It's 28 versus AC.
Plus 2 because of Brilliant.
30 bacon. Versus AC.
Plus 2 because of Combat Advantage.
32 versus AC.
And that's going to hit even with cover. Alright.
Oh, he's covered, right?
Partially.
He's got partial cover.
Okay.
Oh, he's got almost total cover.
Okay. Alright, so...
Alright, roll it.
That's 19 plus 3, 22, plus 5 is 27, right? Because he is 5 vulnerable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sneak attack.
27, yeah. Sneak attack is 14, so 30, 41.
Nice.
Damage.
Total?
Yes.
Okay. Just hit him in the face.
Alright. Wizard's turn? Any other actions?
Nope.
That's pretty much all your actions anyway.
Yep.
Wizard's turn. With a snarl, his gloves pop off, revealing claws.
Nice.
Claws, 12. Uh, 34 versus AC.
Against me?
Yes.
That will hit.
Okay. 17 damage.
Okay.
Alright, another attack. 36 versus AC.
Hit.
That's 16 damage.
Okay, so 33 total.
You're also granting combat advantage to him.
Okay.
Another 7 damage. because of combat advantage. And finally, his head pops out of his hood.
Gross.
And he bites you.
Oh. What is he?
A lion.
He's a lion? Okay.
Makes more sense. Would rather like a person bites him?
I guess.
That'd be really 30, nice.
34 versus AC plus combat advantage, 36 versus AC. Hit.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, say it again?
36 versus AC.
Yeah, hit.
14 more damage.
14 more damage? Okay, an ability modifier is what? Is that the bonus roll to the power or to the attack or the damage?
What do you... That question doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, so if I were to... If someone were to take damage equal to my power's ability modifier, what is that equal to?
What are you attacking with? And then use that ability modifier.
That's... Oh, okay. So last time I attacked with Frigid Blade, so would that be...
That's the int, probably. So
would be the int?
What's your int modifier
okay, so
without one half level?
Okay, so six.
All right, so does he take six damage?
He's going to take six cold
Can
damage.
Can I just see what...
Yeah, so that's White Lotus Riposte. That's White Lotus Riposte. So he's going to take six cold damage,
yeah.
Plus five, actually.
Because of the vulnerability?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it takes 11.
He has ongoing 10 radiant damage.
Right. I haven't gotten to that part yet. Ongoing 10 radiant damage, ongoing 10 cold, ongoing 10 other.
This guy has to be dead.
No, he's just been bloodied.
Shit.
So, okay. He took a lot of damage. Not a big deal.
It's a minor action. He is going to flick a just barrage of blades coming out of his cloak. Just like close blast 5.
Yes.
Does close it penetrate five. The wall?
Does not penetrate the wall.
Okay, so just queuing the stranger.
Yeah, just queuing the stranger. 23 versus fortitude. Is that going to hit you?
No.
With combat advantage?
He has a minus 2 because he's in Brilliant Beacon.
Okay, so the Brilliant Beacon.
No, he's not.
Cancels it. Okay, so that's going to hit the Stranger, though. Stranger takes 4 plus 4, 8 poison damage. And the Stranger can no longer
what's
see.
The hit, what's the attack against the Stranger?
Fortitude.
Fortitude, how close was it? Is it in 4? Within 4 points of each other?
Within 4?
Yeah, will he miss if he got a minus, if the creature got a minus 4 to the attack?
No, there's no way.
Okay. Alright.
Oh, miss half damage, so you take, you take 4 damage as well. 4 poison damage.
4 poison damage?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The stranger's taking 5 ongoing poison damage.
Okay.
And can no longer see the wizard.
Okay.
Is Q bloody?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. He's 3 away.
Oh, wow.
So he's okay.
That's pretty...
Action point?
Q will negate 11 damage.
Okay.
To the stranger.
Okay.
Oh, because he's marked? Nice.
Okay. Action point. Close burst 5, so this is versus everyone. It's going to go this way.
Okay.
Okay? It's going to hit... You two are just right outside of it, so don't even worry. Alright, that's 34 versus Will.
Against who?
Me first.
Q.
That's going to hit.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so it's combat advantage is canceling each other.
Yeah.
Is Kuro in the blast? Kuro's in the blast. 28 versus Will.
Oh, just miss.
Just miss? Okay. Stranger... 24 versus Will, which is not going to hit the stranger. Oh, no, it will, because the stranger can't see him. He's invisible. So stranger
take a minus 2.
Okay, so it's going to miss the stranger. And checking for Baskerville, that's going to be a 29 versus Will, which is going to hit. So who's hit? Just Q?
Just me.
Just Q and Baskerville. Stunned until the end of the wizard's next turn.
Okay. The wizard is rattled, by the way. Minus 2 to attack rolls.
Okay, would that have missed?
No.
Q.
Okay, do I take any damage to that time?
No.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, you're stunned. You can't. Stunned means you can't take opportunity actions or immediate reactions.
Immediate reactions? Or immediate actions?
You can't take immediate actions for you. For that.
Okay.
He takes a barrage of other damage. Ongoing 10, ongoing 10, ongoing 5. Takes basically 30 damage. 5, 10, 10, 15. 5, 10, 10, 15.
25, 40.
That's 40 damage. He's going to try and save against combat advantage. Fails. He's going to try and save against ongoing cold. Fails. He's going to try and save over against ongoing other 10.
He should be taking minus 2 to all saving
fails.
Throws.
Yeah, that's fine. Already taken out account. Oh! Never mind. He saves on all three, on all of them.
Oh, crap.
Does he have to save against Brilliant Beacon?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, he saves against Radiant Damage.
Yeah, he saves against the Radiant Damage. But he took 40 damage.
Correct.
You can't take any actions.
Right. During his turn at all.
At all.
And yeah. Not even, I don't think even free actions. No actions you can take.
No, cannot take any actions.
Okay, so that's, now it's the stranger's turn.
Sorry.
The stranger no longer can see the guy. But he's going to try and attack him anyway, because he has a general idea of where he is. He's taking minus 5. He's going to miss entirely. The stranger is very sad about this. Lord Baskerville is going to continue his onslaught against the wall.
Okay.
He doesn't have to roll. He just rolls damage.
Still fighting the wall.
8.
Why doesn't he just
16,
arbitrator it?
16 plus. So it's 24. He's not
been, he's
not
24.
Is he going to talk to the arbitrator?
24, 9. 33 plus 8. 33 plus 8 is 41.
World order.
41. 50. 58. Damage. He breaks through.
Oh no.
Boom. He takes another 5 damage. Boom.
Bad damage.
And he tries to knock down the wall that Kuro is standing on.
Of Earth?
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Baskerville is channeling something. He goes boom. He hits the wall of Earth, and it lowers 5 feet.
Like that.
Damn.
Okay, that's Bastion's turn. Q's turn. Q's stunned.
Just Q. Can Q save against it?
No, unless he has a special. Unless he has a special.
No.
He has like a superior will or something or anything like that.
Oh, he only has Paragon.
Okay. Paragon defenses?
Yeah.
You should really just get improved defenses.
He does. He already has improved defenses.
They don't stack.
They don't?
No. Paragon defenses versus improved defenses don't stack.
Oh,
so
shit.
So you might be wasting a feat. All right. It's, anything else at all? He can't, like, speak or anything.
Q can't do anything.
Okay.
He can't take any actions.
Wait a minute, Baskerville was hit. He can't actually do any of that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. That would have been interesting, though.
He was hit by what?
He was hit by the wizard.
Oh.
The
wizard's thing.
So he can't even attack the wall.
He can't attack the wall.
He's still
stunned.
Stuck inside.
He's still stunned.
Because right. He's stunned.
It's Ever's turn.
Okay.
He takes ongoing 10 Brilliant Baking.
Does he save against that?
Then he can save.
Saves against it.
Can Q move now? That's the end of his turn?
No, at the end of his turn, he can't take any action.
What's this square here?
No, I mean.
That's Brilliant Bacon.
Does the effect
okay.
of the stun?
The origin goes
right.
Until the end of the wizard's turn.
Until the wizard's turn, okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean that he can't stand there, or can he?
He could probably just walk.
Well, actually, he's.
He's made of land.
He's large, so he's here anyway.
Down. Yeah.
No, he can't be there, then. I'm trying to be adjacent to both of them, but I don't think I can.
No, I don't think it's possible.
What if I make it medium?
You could. No. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, in the stone, in medium.
Oh, Eros is on top, by the way.
This is true. Does Eros ride it?
No, Eros doesn't want to ride the giant land monster.
Okay, Eros dismounts.
Oh, thank God.
And lands here.
Okay. Well, it shrinks down and you, like,
wait, what does he land on?
The green,
the 10-foot.
He's on the 10-foot
thing?
Okay.
You might be able to see now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same, about the same height.
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
All right, go on.
And then, where did it go? Was it this one? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to use Bramble Ally. So, I'm going to tangle them. This is versus Reflex. 18 plus 17 versus Reflex.
On
only one of them. So I guess I'll attack. This one?
Yes.
Okay, that one.
Okay,
so 2d6, which I have. 8 plus 5. So 13. And any enemy that starts its turn.
He's bloodied, so.
Okay.
Another plus 2?
Yes, another plus 2. And they're both immobilized for the next turn.
Okay. That means he can't move from where he's standing.
Right.
All right. Girl's turn.
Oh, and I sustain.
Okay, sustain.
Girl will ask the arbitrator to boost up the land by 20 feet.
By 20 feet?
His land?
No, 15.
The whole ground?
15 feet.
Wait, he's already 10?
He's already at 10.
Okay, just 10 more.
Just 10 more?
Yeah, how much is...
You mean the ground underneath him?
The ground, boom.
It'll be 25,000.
Oh my god. Alright, no, he says no. He has no line of sight on any enemy, right?
He can probably see, just like with almost total cover of the wizard. Because he's on a landmass that was similar to Eros, etc., and he's taller than Eros, etc. It's 220.
Right. Pearl will just ready and attack. Ready, Hand of Radiance, the first enemy that...
He can see the guy, the head of the wizard.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
He can see the lion face.
Oh, no, he'll do this. He will ready... Yeah. He will ready Visions of Blood.
Okay.
Because he knows that the...
Baskerville is coming.
Lord Baskerville is coming, yes.
Okay.
Does anyone have a note card?
You got note cards over there, actually.
Are
you? Yep.
Oh. Apparently, I have note cards.
You have note cards.
Thank you.
All right. He's writing Visions of Blood?
Yeah.
This makes him out of initiative.
Oh, permanently?
It'll move him to right before whatever.
Permanently move him.
Yeah, permanent movement.
That's fine.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right.
Eros' turn.
Eros is going to see if he can see this guy.
Still taking a minus 5.
Oh, Eros is upset.
The guy is saved against combat advantage, too. But he's standing. He's immobilized and he's standing next to a spirit. So
you still have
okay.
Eros is going to go for it anyway.
Okay, go for it.
He's just going to go. Ain't no time to mess around. It's going to be 39 versus AC.
Hit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And he's got a common advantage.
So it's 19 plus 3 is 22 plus 5 is 27 damage plus 40 damage.
Total?
Yeah.
Taking minus 2 to attacks or no?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. This landmass moves.
No. Eros pissed. Does he move with it?
Yes.
Or does he...
It physically moves him here.
Oh, that's great. Eros is just...
Yeah, like Morbius.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, Kuro tries to stop the force movement with Rooted to the Earth.
It's not Kuro, though.
Yeah, but is Eros going to pass within 2 squares of him?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did.
Actually, no, because he would definitely drag you, Eros.
Oh, just out of the range.
Yeah.
Crap.
Of 5 force damage and 5 fire damage.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Can't help you.
Eros is bloody.
Eros is bloody?
Just kidding.
It's the first time Eros took damage.
Yeah.
Eros is bloody. There's an ant on Eros.
Level 14, Eros
bloody.
Has
bloody.
12 hit points. He didn't actually sleep overnight.
Yeah, right. He's still on like 20.
He never uses healing surgery.
I can't trust my own healing surgery. Can't do it.
Okay, so that's the wizard's minor action. The wizard attacks Q again.
Okay.
Is Q granting combat advantage? Yeah,
yes. The wizard.
Yes.
Oh, Q could save against combat advantage from the. I mean, he's. Why don't you save? Try to save, but you're still granting combat advantage because you're stunned.
I save.
Okay.
It's 21. Right. Yep.
This is 20. Is this 30 versus AC? Is that a miss? Versus
Q?
30 no, minus 2?
It's a miss.
Oh, not the minus.
Brilliant baking.
Okay, so.
28.
This is 32 versus AC after brilliant baking?
Hit.
Okay.
Wait, does that stack with my minus 2?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's
26 30. Is the first one, and 30, then 30.
Yeah.
So the second one hits.
Okay, second one hits. That's... shit. 11 damage.
Did Q save against stun, you said?
No.
No,
combat
okay.
Damage. That's another 11 damage. He missed the first one.
Q is bloody.
27 versus AC is not going to hit at all.
Nope.
Okay. And that's what. Q's bloodied. Okay. That's all that the wizard does this time. Stranger.
Okay, Q's no longer stunned.
Saved against that. Stranger tries to attack him and still misses. Alright, great. The stranger can see him, though. Lord Baskerville. Lord Baskerville, I'm just going to take the last roll so we can save time.
Mm-hmm.
Take 5 damage there.
All right, so Coral will...
Although he did pass by the spirit.
Huh?
He passed by the spirit.
Then opportunity attack.
Okay, roll. Roll your
Wasn't
opportunity.
He already immobilized?
Oh, was he immobilized?
Yeah, from the
Okay,
last
then he
pack.
Just hits this one. And then he tries to attack the spirit.
Yeah. As the wall falls down, Kuro will attack using Visions of Blood.
Okay, use Visions of Blood, and he'll still do the attack versus the spirit. The spirit uses your defenses, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So...
22 versus AC is probably going to miss, right?
22? My AC
25. Okay, it's going to miss.
Basically 30 versus Will. I'm including Brilliant Baking.
Yeah,
hit. Target is slowed. Six, 17 damage.
17 damage. Okay.
Minus one penalty to all defenses.
Okay. So Baskerville does those things. It's Q's turn. Q is no longer stunned.
Great. Q is going to use... I'm so pissed right now. Q is going to use Vanishing Blade. Yes. 22 versus AC.
That's gonna miss. Does Q want to spend a reroll? Chops?
Yes, he does.
Okay. It's another 5,000 chops.
That's a critical fail.
Does Q want to spend another reroll?
No, he can't.
Okay.
That sucks.
Yeah. Kuro is moved, right?
Does it have any miss action?
In the initiative, right?
Yep.
No. Is it reliable?
Oh, yes, it does. It's half, damage.
Okay.
So. Thirteen damage.
What kind of damage?
Regular.
Okay.
And Q is going to second wind.
Okay.
I think that's going to be it.
All right. Everest turn.
Okay. Is anyone else damaged?
You mean me. Anyone else damaged as in who?
Like, besides
like,
Q?
Like he,
the stranger
yeah,
is damaged.
The stranger's only hurt a little bit.
Okay.
Eros is damaged, right?
Eros took 10 damage.
Wow.
She has been, like, bitten and mauled by this wizard.
Okay. No one has any.
The stranger could probably use a little bit of healing. But not very much.
How is Q looking after second?
Out of 113, he's 76.
So he's got about 40 hit points.
That could still help a lot. And he's a defender, so.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll wait, because I can always... No, I guess I will use Healing Spirit, because why not?
Okay.
I can do it towards Burn Counter anyway, so... I'm gonna move up slightly to the edge of my thing. Sustain the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Use Healing Spirit on Q.
So you can spend a Healing Surge.
You can spend another Healing Surge. You can also, because I paid attention to my things, you can also either shift one space or take +2 to AC and reflex. For your next turn. And you, the stranger, can gain what shall go on my 386. 5, 6, 7.
Stranger's at 4.
Okay. And that is my turn.
Okay. Crew moved initiative. It's Eros' turn.
Okay, Eros is going to attack the wizard. Can he still see him? Because he's even
easily,
closer now.
Yes.
Easily?
He's got full line of sight.
Okay. Eros is going to do Sly Flourish. 30, 40 versus AC? Okay. 23, 28... damage. And wait. Oh shit, Eros is gonna do something nuts.
Have they been taking the zone damage
every turn? Eros is going to do Snapshot.
Alright.
It's a minor action. It's a encounter power, guys. Just hold on to your shorts. And it's gonna be against the wizard man. Okay.
Nice.
40 hit. Versus AC. 19 damage. Yes. +3. 22. +5 is 27 damage.
Can you do sneak attack?
I don't think so. Not on this one.
What happens?
Once per turn. It's the second time.
Knock out the wizard. As the wizard is knocked out, he gives a grin. It's just basically like, you know, you won.
Yeah, I go like this. Go fuck you.
But there's an explosion from his robes.
Jesus.
So this is going to be against everyone in this...
Does Eros have combat advantage?
1, 2, 3, 4,
yes.
5. Okay. It's going to be against everyone. Alright, so I'm going to go around this way, and then take into account this one, and the stranger. Q... This is an explosion. Q... Sorry, hold on. 31 versus fortitude.
That's going to... Hold on, sorry. 31 versus... That's going to hit.
Okay.
So low.
Kuro? 32 versus fortitude?
This still takes the minus 2 into account.
I'm already taking the minus 2 into account. 32 versus fortitude hits Kuro?
Minus 2.
Still hits.
Okay. Eros? 27 versus fortitude?
Let me think about this for a second. Even with 20...
Okay. So, Ever? Ooh.
Oh.
25. That's 25 versus
40.
Yeah, no, it definitely hits. I have a 20.
All right, I'm going to roll against the Strangers. 34 versus 42. It's going to hit the Stranger. I'm going to roll against the Spirit.
Okay.
28 versus 42.
Misses.
Misses.
It has a +2.
Oh.
It has 2 more of everything than I do.
That's pretty awesome.
And Baskerville.
Lord Baskerville.
Lord Biscuits.
32 versus AC plus stuff in the way.
You see.
Still going to penetrate because it's ethereal. It hits him as well. All right. Nine, 19, 21, 22, 31. That was 5 rolls, right? Okay. Sorry, what was that last number I said?
31.
31 plus 2 is 33. And 35 plus 8.
What? 42.
43 poison damage.
Q. Oh, wow. Q's armor has runes on it. It begins to glow. He negates the damage by 7.
For everyone?
For everybody.
Okay.
Except for Baskerville.
Okay. So the damage was only 36. Poison damage, ongoing 10 save ends.
Ongoing 10?
Yes. But the wizard is vanquished.
How much was that? 30? What'd you say?
36.
Ongoing 10 poison damage.
Eros is bloodied.
What?
Eros is bloodied.
At 42.
The wizard just passed out.
How's everyone else doing?
The stranger is like bloodied as well. Oh, almost bloodied. He's almost bloodied.
Yeah, but he took a lot more damage.
Thoreau is fine.
Yeah. I took like 46 damage.
Okay, so that's, that was Eros' turn.
Right.
Fortunately, the wizard has passed out.
The stranger's
turn.
Oh, no.
Stranger takes total offense because he doesn't know what to do. He didn't even notice that the Baskerville got out. Alright. Baskerville is immobilized still. Is he still immobilized?
No. He can now move.
Okay, he's slowed though. Oh,
wait.
This causes an opportunity
now
attack.
I get an opportunity attack, which would immobilize him if it works.
Alright.
Oh wait, no, it would just slow him. But anyways,
doesn't immobilize him?
No. He's deafened and slowed.
Can I see this for a second?
Yeah.
World Speaker's command? Hit. The target stops moving and must use a different action.
Yeah, that's
right. Deafened slowed after the hit, but like he stops moving. All right. If it hits him. You killed Q.
I'm sorry.
Oh, the badger.
Badger's dead.
We knocked over the badger.
Badger's dead.
Finally,
right,
dead. This is
over.
Watch this.
Badger's invincible.
Badger.
That hits him. All right.
Badger armor.
Okay.
All right. Baskerville
so
stops.
Yeah.
Has to stop moving.
All right.
And Baskerville turns and attacks the spirit because that's what it's like.
Right.
It's a crit.
Oh, GG. Goodbye, spirit.
And he is also he's still deafened and slowed.
It's fine. Okay. So first 24 damage. Does that do anything to the spirit?
Huh?
24 damage?
I think... How does that work?
It has to be over your healing surge, I think.
Yeah.
Is your healing surge 24?
What would my healing surge be?
It's 1/4 of your HP, so let's look at your stat sheet. Right down here, it should be visible what your... Actually, can I just see this?
I don't know. I've got everything.
Your healing surge is 22, so it doesn't it vanquish the spirit if it's a healing surge? Or does it have to reach the bloodied value?
did 7. Oh, wait, no, it's not even that bad. I mean, it's probably dispelled. Yeah, it only needs to take, 16.
Oh, it only needs to take 16 damage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Baskerville heals for 79 damage.
He heals for 79 damage?
Yeah.
Wait, so what just happened?
So this is dispelled, right?
Because it got attacked?
Because it got attacked and it met the damage requirement.
When did it get attacked?
Just now.
Okay, then yeah. I take damage. Crap. Okay.
Okay, and Baskerville heals for 79 damage.
Holy shit.
Your boss is upset.
Okay, this is cool.
It's like motion 3.
Okay.
Okay, that's Baskerville's turn. Q's turn.
Q's going to use Arathmore's step. He's going to teleport.
Okay.
He's going to teleport right here.
All
right. No. Does he have line of sight if he stands on here?
Yes.
He does. Okay. Fantastic. No. He's going to be right in front.
Okay.
Because otherwise it's going to be bad for the...
Okay.
Good. Then he's going to use... he's going to use Arcane Deflection.
All right.
That's going to be it versus AC. That's 39 versus AC. Okay. That's 13 damage. Just regular damage. He's now in the Arcane Deflection stance.
Okay.
That's fine. He's going to use his action point. He's going to use...
Sorry, how much damage was that, Bill?
That was 17. Oh, 13. And then he's going to use... he's going to use another melee basic.
Okay.
That's going to be 28 versus AC.
Hit.
Okay. That's going to be 13 damage.
Okay. Q's turn, Ever's turn.
Okay, right. It's my turn. I'm gonna pull my spirit back over here.
Oh, basketball takes
which
five.
Which means that's a minor damage. Action.
And 10 damage. Okay.
Who looks the most damaged? I'm not worrying about the stranger because the stranger's all the way over here. But out of the people who are, like, right in.
Did Q get hit by that last one?
The big blast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you took damage.
So he...
For us.
He's
so,
probably the...
Yeah.
You're beyond okay. bloody, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ignore
right.
Eros.
So that's what I... Yeah. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna heal you.
Okay.
Again.
That's another healing surge?
That's another healing surge. I am also going to take a healing surge because I can do that.
Okay.
Cool.
Did you save?
So that's 22.
Hmm? Against ongoing 10?
No.
Okay. I am going to... do the... What is it? 3d6 for... Is Kuro hurt?
Kuro is fine.
Kuro's fine. Then it'll be for you. 9.
Yeah, buddy.
Little boost for you, and that is done for now. And then there's all this saving stuff, right? So I'm gonna use my whatever it is action point.
Yeah.
Does that let me get one?
One standard.
Can I use it for two minors?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
or only one minor.
You can only use it for one minor.
Okay, then I have to choose. I'm going to use
Baskerville looks pretty bloody, so just
right. Think about it. So it probably doesn't matter too much then. I might as well use it. But I'll use it for Eros attacking him again.
Using
Spirit Infusion.
Spirit Infusion.
All right, Eros, you got this, baby.
Eros is line of sight.
Eros is easy enough.
Okay.
37.
That's gonna hit. Okay. Even if I take a minus -5 because he's going like. Since Baskerville is like moving into this next square, but was stopped, he turns.
18 cold damage.
Basketball takes 3 cold damage.
Yeah. That sucks.
You know, you can turn off cold damage, right?
Eros! In his infinite wisdom, will turn off cold damage, Administrator.
For next turn.
That is correct.
Alright.
Retroactively.
It's a free action. Alright, I'll let you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
Just like 18 regular damage.
Right? 18. Oh, turn off cold damage.
Yeah.
It's like a setting on his crossbow.
Oh, shit. This is hold on, wait, no, I actually know the...
It literally just turns into normal damage.
It has like a little switch and one has like a snowflake. Yeah.
Other one and has just like an arrow. Like,
it's a free action.
Yeah, no other weapon has this stupid switch, but it just appeared when he enchanted the...
Boop!
Alright, so how much damage was it?
18.
It's okay. So 18 with no vulnerability, right?
Right.
Okay, 18 damage. Right. The stranger's turn. One, drops two... Him. Drops down.
Did he have combat advantage?
Who?
Eros.
No. Oh, wait, Brilliant Baking.
It's brilliant bacon, but there's no daisy, right?
It doesn't give a common advantage.
It's just penalty to various things.
Stranger drops down, does an acrobatics check. What?
You all get +2 to your defenses until your next turn.
Nice. Beautiful.
Yay! Okay, random buffs.
Right.
They're the best.
It's like chain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine like... So all these effects that you have, times 6.
Oh, and I also have it.
Damn.
Thank yeah, God. Like, there's a lot to keep track of.
Wait, whose turn is it?
For a shaman.
Yes.
This is it's the stranger's turn.
I'm getting better at it.
Yeah, no, you're doing very well. 39 versus is fortitude. That's going to hit. Stranger's going to deal...
Wait, it's not Eros' turn yet.
Oh, right, that was actually Spirit Infusion. Sorry. No,
go. Alrighty. Cold damage is off. Eros is upset.
So the stranger's not actually here. Would Eros like to move so he's not taking a penalty?
Is he taking a penalty?
He's taking a -5. He's shooting Baskerville's foot.
How far up is Baskerville?
Baskerville's walking through this.
On the ground.
He's on the ground. Eros is 10 feet up.
Oh. Yeah, Eros is going to jump off.
All right. Acrobatics check?
Sure.
There you go. That's fine.
Okay.
Eros has... enough view. His basketball is huge.
Right.
Not actually huge, but it's huge. He basically fills his full 5x5.
All right. This is going to be a dumb move. But Eros is going to do something stupid. Here we go. Ready?
Go for it.
Eros is going to try to knock him out.
All right.
Here we go. Does he have any buffs?
Who?
Does that guy? All right. He's going to go.
Minus two.
Okay. Eros is going to spend those 5,000 chops, baby.
Yeah.
Could I have used that for a minor to summon my spirit again? Okay, yeah. I'm going to do that. But make it regular size right there.
Sweet. So that's combat advantage.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So Eros is going to spend those 5,000 chops.
Okay.
And he's going to reroll this again. So he's going to spend 10,000 chops.
Here goes all of our money.
There.
Oh!
There
he's right there. Okay. This is actually versus Fort, so we could be completely screwed. So 38 versus Fortitude with combat advantage.
That's good.
Okay, this guy is about to get Shrek tangled. Here we go. Hold on a second. Eros, of course, moved here
first.
Of course. Obviously.
Of course.
Okay.
That's the wall of stone.
Obviously, Eros moved.
He's now sitting in a tree.
Here, because the tree is there, right? Not about that.
No,
no,
it's not
so,
there.
No, don't do that.
Where, I mean, Eros needs to get down.
Climb on top.
You have to move on top.
You have to climb the tree.
I'm doing a melee attack.
You can attack from the tree.
Huh?
That's fine.
Attack from the
okay,
tree.
Okay, so he's going to go on the tree.
All right. Roll athletics.
He's like going to climb
the tree. He's climbing a very helpful thing.
22. Plus combat advantage.
No. Eros would be granted combat advantage. Actually, Eros falls prone on the tree.
Okay. Can he reach the guy with his dagger?
Yes.
Okay.
He's taking -2 to his attack, but that still hits with the fortitude.
All right. Perfect.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, this is not
so,
wrong.
Like,
no.
I think you're going to have to demonstrate before you leave how Eros is attacking, so by leaning in there and trying to stab something.
Yeah. 4 plus 12 is 16 damage.
Very good.
Okay.
And the target falls unconscious. Okay. If the target takes any damage, the unconsciousness ends.
He's so owned.
Unconscious.
He's so owned.
I mean, the target's unconscious. It takes any damage, stops being unconscious.
Right.
What?
Yep.
Because it wakes him up.
That's what we do.
Combat has ended because both targets are unconscious.
Are unconscious.
Okay.
Only had to spend 10,000 shots for that. Right. Eros is
so
super
the music
upset.
Obviously ends.
As soon as it falls unconscious.
Yeah.
The girl has no idea what's going on. It causes
another earthquake.
It's a robot.
The power's down.
Okay, so what's
Kuro's about to cause an
Kuro
earthquake?
Kuro doesn't know. Q doesn't care about the robot. Q cares about
the field of seeds and its free movement.
Okay.
As well as the walls of stone.
Is the wizard still there?
The wizard is there, and he's leaning against a fence, and he's wincing.
So Q's gonna scoot up, and then he and the badger are gonna cross their arms.
Oh.
No, the badger is going to offer the wizard a cookie. You know, the wizard winces and gives and holds out the feather. The badger is watching the feather.
What? What do you want with this?
The badger is watching. Okay. He's just watching the feather.
It's like when you have a dog with a dog treat.
He's going to pocket the feather. How'd you get this?
He twists his finger and another feather comes out. He puts it in his pocket.
Where are you...
Check your pocket.
Q checks his pocket.
It's there.
Okay.
Where do you get those feathers?
The wizard doesn't answer, but he takes the cookie and he bites into it. He twists his finger and there's a second cookie like held in his other.
Is the feather real? Is it the real thing?
Q's gonna check. It's the same.
It's definitely something from either Marek's necklace or Marek's cape. The wizard grins, and he basically says, "Is that all?"
Why'd you know we were interested in this?
Well, you're marching around with that succubus.
What do you know about succubus?
Absolutely nothing. She was wearing a necklace like this, wasn't she? And now it's gone.
How do you know that?
I watched someone else walk out with a necklace.
Where?
From a tavern, an inn.
Where were you at that time?
Around. Is that all?
No!
Where are you, by the way?
Who are you? Stefan.
Stefan?
Yes.
This doesn't ring a bell to you at all.
Don't matter, everyone. We have defeated Tower Lord of Automation, Lord Baskerville.
Right. If that's all, he melts. The wizard melts.
And
to Mercury.
Does Eros remember this guy at all?
Stefan?
Yeah.
Yes. Eros remembers him from at least one dream.
Yes.
Should Eros say anything?
Long time ago. Like 4 years.
What does Eros know about Stefan?
Nothing.
That's exactly what Eros tells the party. Like, I've seen him.
I've seen him before. Okay.
What do you know about him, Eros?
Nothing.
But we have defeated Tower Lord of Automation.
That's Skirtle stands and walks through the fence, which is still receding, but he breaks it.
Wait, someone should stop him.
Corolla wants to save against stupid.
Okay.
Saves against stupid. I don't think he is a teleport.
Hmm. Baskerville stomps off, but two people run up.
I don't want to look
around. Who are you?
I don't want to turn around. 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 Oh no. Kevin, go away. Go away, Kevin.
Is it Kevin?
No.
No.
Oh.
But are they familiar faces?
Yes.
To at least some of the people?
Except to Evan.
Kevin, I don't want to deal with it. Not right now.
Wait, Q, turn around.
Why?
They're coming with Mitt. My former companions. It's very good to see you.
What is going on?
Everyone is hiding behind a massive block of earth.
The stranger joins
everyone. Oh no! Oh, no, no, no!
But what a coincidence that we would meet under such strange circumstances.
Yeah. Interesting circumstances.
Is it visible? Or is there anything weird about them?
They have some machinery over one eye, each of them. And the one eye is glowing red.
Fuck. No.
Oh, I see you have a new companion.
What is this?
Somebody new? So, the ugly dwarf, ugly mechanized dwarf, turns to Ever and says,
forgive us. Allow us to reintroduce ourselves. This is my companion, Rorke Manflammer. And I am Gordon Carbon Stump, now of the Grand Filament Authority.
Wait, what?
How? What? No!
How, you ask?
He turns to Rourke Manflannel. Manflannel says, repenting for sins.
We have been transformed.
Clearly.
Since our last party, we have had a chance to reflect through our integration with the other Warforged of the Collective.
Okay.
And we have understood the error of our previous ways.
I hate that so much.
So what do you want now?
We're here for many purposes. We thought it would be good to offer some pleasant greetings, as well as our regret for our previous deceptions.
You tried to kill us.
Indeed. That may be the case.
Hey, do you remember where you got this book from? He's waving the black book.
Yes, that was given us to us by one Gunther Gundar.
Right. Okay, that's what I remember. Puts the book, black book back. Have you seen him recently?
We have not seen Mr. Gundar.
Whatever, I'm done. I'll just...
Allow me to offer something very special that is now within our abilities.
Uh-huh.
Offer something, repenting for our sins. Goes to his eye. A small, about gum-sized piece of metal comes out.
This should allow us to communicate somewhat more. effectively.
Who says we want to communicate with you effectively?
Effective communication. Repenting for our sins.
There's no need for this. No need for this at all. I want to die.
Well, it is certainly up to you. But we believe that you may have need of some information. Both new information, to which we now have access, as well as previous information that we have hidden from you.
About what? What is valuable to us?
What is valuable to you?
Chops. They do a lot of work around here.
2 minutes.
Q, what is of importance?
Notoriety. What is...
Rumors. Do you have any rumors?
Rumors about what? There's some very vibrant rumors going around. And we as detectives have been gathering much information. Although we are outside of your jurisdiction.
Do you know the automaton?
What automaton?
Do you know the Warforge over there?
What Warforge?
Lord Baskerville.
Lord Baskerville? Where is he?
He just ran off that way.
We are to accompany him.
He went that way.
Well? Rourke, we must go.
What are you supposed to do with him?
We were sent to pursue him.
He's going to take the piece of metal on the ground and try to integrate it into the celestial timepiece.
Into the celestial timepiece?
Mm-hmm.
An image appears of a map.
Mm. What's this map?
It looks like a map of World K. Of Q's homeworld. And it's just showing certain things, and it's showing, like, little blips.
Like radar?
There is a voiceover, though.
Welcome to the automated memories of the now mechanized Gordon Carbage Stump.
Keeps playing.
Please make a selection.
He's just, like, playing in his pocket. Q tosses it to the badger.
Please make a selection.
Ever opens it back up.
Please make a selection.
Getting the cookie.
What's you have cookie? Selected inspiring quotes.
Oh.
And I think this is where we cut today.
Nice.
Interesting.
Was the Didn't worst. Expect that.
He sees the words, like, so it's multiple places, and he sees the words, locations, villages attacked.
Oh. Mm.